He had gone but a few steps when a young servant rushing from the house caught up with him and tapped him on the arm. "Please, sir, my master would like to speak with you." Amazed and a little afraid, Sinbad left his burden by the door and followed the young man into the house. There he found a white-haired man seated by a window that was opened to allow the garden's wonderful fragrances to fill the room. His host began by putting his guest at ease and inviting him to make himself comfortable. Waiting servants quickly served the two men cool drinks and fresh fruit. The porter ate and drank until he felt refreshed. Only after they had eaten did the old man ask what his name was. When the porter replied that it was Sinbad, the old man laughed slightly. Then he surprised the porter further by saying, "I, too, bear the name Sinbad. I am Sinbad of the sea, so you must be Sinbad of the land." Then Sinbad of the sea explained that from where he sat he could not help but hear the porter's complaint. When the porter sheepishly tried to ask forgiveness for his rudeness, the old man waved the apology aside. "I understand how it may appear to you, for I have been in that place myself. You may think," he said, "that I have always lived like this, but that is not so. Indeed, I went through great trouble and danger to get where I am. Perhaps, when you have learned what great sufferings I went through to gain my fortune, you will be more content with your own lot in life." Then he pointed to his head. "You see from my white hair that I am old now, but I was young and strong like you when I first set out on my adventures."